to come up here with me, because he's working with me on a project for to raise some money for the relief effort down in New Orleans. This is an extremely personal matter to me. I was born in New Orleans. I had family in New Orleans. My father lived there, my grandparents, a ton of aunts and uncles and cousins. And so it is very personal to me. But it should be personal to everybody who is poor and black and of color, in terms of how a government has treated a community. It is shameful and continues to treat a community. I understand today we couldn't get a permit to have a rally to talk about our government in America. And that to me is shameful. It is shameful that we watched on TV as people died, and that a government sat and watched and did nothing. And so we have to hold that government accountable, but we also have to begin to prepare ourselves, because we can no longer afford for a government to look out for our best interests. And so I'm glad that you all have come out today, and that you're going to be helping to champion trying to change a government that has lost sight, trying to bring people back to what this country is supposed to be about. So I'm going to stop here and then turn it over to Dwayne to talk about the event.
I want to thank Death League for allowing me to be a part of this and bring together all of my friends from Oakland. We're going to raise these funds for New Orleans right now and the so-called refugees. And I have to say this, they've been saying that in the news, and my man Kanye said it, he couldn't say it any better. I mean, if they're refugees, and I know for damn sure I'm a refugee, you know what I mean? Those are citizens, those are our people. It doesn't matter the color right now, we're all together on this. But the fact of the matter is that this is a given example that the government is not looking out for our folks, or us in general. If we don't come together and do something and start raising, having our own relief funds, I mean, I look at us in the music industry right now, we carry a lot of weight, we make a lot of money, God knows we do. But the fact of the matter is we don't know how to organize that and direct that in ways where it's more effective for our people to, and especially the youth. Right now, if we don't put something together that's stable and not look for the president and whoever else to make it happen for us, we can make it happen ourselves. Right now, when we saw our people going down like that, we should have been able to get out of here on our planes, on our helicopters, and our big buses, and our big yachts and everything else, and make and support them. And that's simple as that. I feel bad myself looking at this on television and all these people with these so-called relief funds and all of these things, and we're just looking for help from who? We keep saying we are the they right now, so we got to start looking at ourselves. And I got to check myself on that one. But I, October the 1st, we're going to make it real powerful. I myself, Too Short, Digital Underground, Info, every artist that came through Oakland is coming together to donate their time and their effort to support. And we're going to keep doing this every year. This is going to happen like that. So we're going to have our own monies from now on. Thank you very much.
So come out October the 1st. It's going to be a jazz concert, hip-hop concert, from noon until 8 in the evening. It's going to at the Henry J. Kaiser Arena. Right. So we'll see you there. Thanks.